Happy 2010.
Happy 2010, you bunch of jabronis.
You're listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Yes.
So how did you ring in the new year, Joe?
The new decade. How did I ring in the new year? I'm so tired now. My brain is melting beyond meltation world.
Do you felt like you ate a lot this weekend?
Yeah, and yes and no.
Do you think when you eat, like, does it make you tired?
I think when I do nothing, it actually makes me a whole lot tired. I'm one of those people that, like, if I sit there and I do absolutely nothing, I feel like I'm wasting my time, and then I feel tired. I'm like, well, I might as well do something. Hey, why not sleep, since I barely ever sleep? And it feels weird actually doing the show face-to-face with you now. We're usually in the studio, we're side-by-side, but now that we've rearranged this
I did this setup on purpose.
Now it's sort of like Larry King when we stare at each other. So, where were you at the bombing?
I know what you did last summer.
that's what they said in the movie. How did I ring in the new year? I know before the new year, we had a slam-tastic jam with Superface. Also, I want to tell people, first of all, since this is the first show of the new year, for all you, go to astrayproductions.com and go to the Madcap 3 website and buy a DVD. We have a few left.
So tell people what the Madcap 3 is, so they know what they're investing their money in. Well, it's quality product.
Well, basically, America, you guys are investing in a very high quality product from two amazing just trailblazing, grab you by the seat of your pants filmmakers, which is my name is Joe Carabeo, and my filmmaking partner, Brian Sarvitz. That is our first feature film named the Madcap 3. And we best describe it as a spaghetti film noir. You should definitely go to the Astray Productions website and take a look at the clips and buy them all.
Much is it for?
It's $13, and that's even including shipping.
Oh my gosh.
It's a freaking steal. It's a feature film. It's our first feature film. It features like amazing actors, you know. Amazing directors as well, and I never promoted it like at all on the show, but you know what, it's 2010, it's time to just do this thing, you know, time to move more units. I can't talk shit if I can't move units, so might as well move these units. And we only have a few units left. We only have a few units left of the Gaskets DVD too, so might as well go and buy those. But first, buy the Madcap 3 DVD. It is a spaghetti film noir shot entirely in Richmond, Virginia, and also in Prince George. It's basically a metaphor for what happens when someone does something wrong, and then how does that domino effect, you know, trickle throughout all the characters surrounding the whole entire environment, which happens to be like a theme that I have in all my stories anyway. But still, this is great. This is awesome. It's almost like if you didn't know what type of stories I was telling now, Madcap 3 is basically something that you should tune in and be like, oh crap, this guy is going to break new ground. Like I always have. I challenge the medium.
You're going to break new ground like when people build a new building and they dig that hole in the shovel.
Yes, except for us, we use a fucking bomb. We use an H-bomb, just like in Lost. We use an H-bomb and we break new ground.
Are you going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony?
I don't know.
I think that would be good to do.
We should cut that ribbon.
With a giant pair of scissors, like a life-size pair of scissors.
A life-size? Yeah. What is a life-size?
Like a 6-foot-tall pair of scissors.
I wanna have a 6-foot-tall pair of scissors.
And then you just cut a giant ribbon.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely everyone go out there and go to the Astray Productions website. And also go to the curls-studio/curls website and you check out...
curls-studio.com/curls.
Is this what we call bi-weekly, or what do we call it when it's twice a week your comic strip comes out? Twice a week? We just say it's twice a week?
Twice a week, every Monday and Thursday.
That's right. And yes, the show comes out
and
every
you can
Tuesday.
Subscribe.
So.
And the radio show comes out every Tuesday. You can also subscribe on iTunes.
Yes. And check out oneshots.com, secret.
One hyphen. One hyphen shots.com.
That's right. It's a secret. One hyphen. We love the hyphen. I love the hyphen. All right, back to business. Back to the show. You notice one thing I noticed during this holiday times that made me sort of anxious to end the world quicker than I usually am. I saw these girls wearing these shoes called Uglies. Is that what they're called? Uglies?
Well, technically they're called Uggs.
So.
But I guess you can have the little pet name for them.
Yes, we'll just describe them as Uglies. Describe these shoes for people in the people who do not know.
Every teenage girl especially had these in the malls and even at church today. I saw like all these girls have this pair of boots.
Is that what they're called? They're boots, basically?
I think they're boots, but they're kind of like booties.
Booties? Like booty shorts?
Well, like they're kind of like halfway between a boot and a shoe.
Like when I first saw them, and I saw even one of my actresses were wearing them. I mean, nothing against this actress, but it made me wonder. I was like, so where is this coming from? Taking the fact this was probably a 2004, 2005, and I saw this, and I was like, it looks like she's wearing like snow boots, but this is the summertime, and they're furry. This
some
makes
of them
absolutely
are furry
no
and
sense.
Some of them aren't. They're kind of like moccasins that are
moccasins.
Yeah, that are like higher up in the leg. Like they go to like halfway up the calf.
Yeah, and so when I was looking at this, I was like, this is sort of like this is the most unsexiest thing I've ever seen, to tell you the truth. Nothing against
people
really,
who
wear
but
that,
celebrities, you know? Like Carmen Electra, I remember her wearing them kind of first. Like she had them back in like 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
But now it seems like everyone has them. Not really older women, but I'd say anyone 35 and younger.
And, like, I still can't comprehend.
Tweens.
I guess they're warm, you know? But when I look at it, it sort of looks like moon boots. Like, I guess people are going to start, you know, we're at the moon, right?
But if you think about it, America's taste, I don't know about the whole world, but
America's taste, their taste palette.
The taste in shoes recently has been kind of lame. Because I'm not also
right,
a fan of, like,
can we break it down?
You know,
what
like,
type
recently,
of shoes have
like, I'd say not for all time of America, but just for the past 5 years of America. I mean, look at Crocs.
What the hell are Crocs?
Those are those ones that look like they're made out of like rubber or something. And
are
then
these
they
ones
have
the
little holes?
The holes in
them?
In the, yeah.
They look like gardening shoes.
Yeah, I've seen those, and you know, I'm
like,
fully
aware
are
you
of
tending
America.
To your garden or something? Like, yeah. Like, what is up with that? And also, little kids love them too. And another thing is, they're like Walmart shoes. You know, like they're cheap. You can get them for like $5 for a pair. That you know, that's like $2.50 per foot. I mean, you have to admit that's a cheap price. But then it's like, do you really want to wear that? It doesn't look good.
So.
And now they sell these things that you can put on the Crocs that like are like little jewelry type like embellishments like that have little characters on it and you put it in like the hole of the Croc.
But this is what I want to know, Carolyn, from the Carolyn and Joe show on every Tuesday. What is the appeal of Crocs anyway?
I've never worn a pair of Crocs.
But say if you were to look at Crocs and you were to like because you know we're fair on this show. Even though we bash some things, we'll you know we'll take the opposite side. Why would someone?
Why would Crocs be appealing to someone?
Yeah, well, or to you okay. At least for you. How would they fit your needs? You know what
well,
I mean.
Well, for one thing, maybe in the summertime it might be nice since they have holes in them. Maybe your feet can breathe and it gets airy.
Yeah.
So I guess I can count that as a positive.
But you can't take it to the club or.
Yeah, they kind of look stupid.
Can't wear it to like a.
They don't look
a
cool.
Production meeting.
No, they don't look cool.
I guess you could wear it to a production meeting, depending on what your profession is.
And the other plus side I can see of Crocs is that it does come in multiple colors. So you have an option of, you know, the rainbow spectrum of colors you can choose from. But other than that, I don't know what the appeal is besides having breathable foot and colors. What is the appeal of Crocs? They just don't really look appealing to me.
So basically you're saying but footwear, the mass appeal of this footwear
yeah,
is...
Yeah, and then also recently, a popular thing recently in the past five to eight years, I guess, has been flip-flops.
Oh, yeah. You're
so
a big stickler
like,
for the anti... You're a big anti-flip-flop.
So it's like...
What do you call it as, like, what? Like the toe floss look thing? Is that what
or
you're disliking?
Like the thong. Like, I don't, it's like a thong between your toe and your first pointer toe.
Are you saying it just looks like trash is what
yeah it's, well you know if you're on the beach okay let's put it this way if you're on the beach I'll let it slide because
it's okay
because you're
me.
On the beach and like flip-flops are beach shoes
yeah
that's pretty or like poolside let's say
maybe they want to feel like they're on the beach at all times
yeah because remember that controversy where that like wasn't it a lacrosse team or something some female lacrosse team met George W. Bush. I think it was lacrosse. I'm not quite sure exactly what sport it was, or maybe
you said
it was
a lacrosse,
field,
a
or
lacrosse
field hockey
team?
Or something. Some females, women's field hockey team, or some, I don't know, some college champion team basically won some big thing, and they all went to go see President George W. Bush, and most of them were wearing flip flops, and
you're
they were criticized.
A lacrosse team met George W. met our president of the United States.
Yeah, it was either lacrosse or field hockey or some type of janks like that. Soccer, I don't remember exactly what it was. I think it was college. Who knows what it was for real, but basically they, I remember there was a big news story that they said that it was inappropriate that they all wore that to the White House, and they all, like, I saw their
picture.
But
that's their gimmick though, right?
But I saw their picture, you know, it was, then they were just like saying that younger people had different standards of like how their generation should look and like the, you know, what you should wear.
The youth of today is a lot more trashier. You gotta get used to this.
Yeah.
Is that what the statistics are saying?
Yeah, that was one
like
argument.
Like his board of advisors are like, don't worry about that. That's just how they dress these
but
days.
But then other people
like
were like, oh, well, you should wear, you should like dress to
they dress
a,
like dumbass.
I'm
sorry, America.
A higher level if you're gonna meet the president. I mean, if I was honestly going to meet Barack Obama, I would not be wearing flip-flops. I would not be wearing flip-flops anyway.
You know, exactly. Or running shoes, to be met.
If you're, you should only wear running shoes
it's
if you're going to be running.
Yeah, but it's not like if a boxer was going to go meet our president, he'd be wearing his boxing gloves to it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope not. Unless it's applause, the fighting fish.
I mean, but not that like a lacrosse team should be wearing flip-flops anyway. It's not like they're like... It's not like that they're, what's it called, volleyball players or something like that.
Yeah, maybe
or
it was
surfers.
I don't know what it was, but
they just got off the boat. Or not off the boat.
They just got off the boat. What sport do you think Asians are really good at? Ping pong? Like, did they just get off the boat and they're like, we won the ping pong championship?
No, they're good at math.
Maybe they...
That's a sport, right?
Mathematics.
Yeah. That's a sport now. They make it into a sport.
They're like, I got in first place in mathematics.
Anything can be a sport now, right? Anything can be turned into some sort of athletic brain or, you know, competition of some sort.
But back to the subject of shoes, I'm just saying, let's say roughly in the past 5 to 8 years in America, the shoe choices and popularity of shoes has blown, in my opinion. I mean, flip-flops, Uggs, and Crocs. No, come on now. Come on, America.
Like, I'm okay. Someone can wear flip-flops and look good, whatever. That depends on where you're going. But these Uglies?
Are they the worst on your list?
Like, it's sort of just mind-boggling what these Uglies are all about, man. When you just and the thing is, it's only a girl thing. So maybe this girls are just having problems. Even though when I see guys wear flip-flops, maybe guys wearing flip-flops, that just looks lame.
See, the guys
wearing flip-flops, that just looks like it's the most unmanly.
It's like a college thing, I think. It's kind of like when girls wear pajamas.
Well, also, I don't even like it when guys wear shorts in general. It just looks
weird. Well,
that's,
I think, a personal problem you have.
Why does it gotta be a problem?
It's a personal opinion you have.
Yeah, but like, sort of, I don't know. It's just like, but then when you do the combination of shorts and flip-flops, and they're not hanging out at the
beach.
But
it's the college. I think it's a college look. Like the college look for guys.
No, it's not
like
the college
the
look. It's the fraternity look.
The flip flops with what are those visors? Visor hat, and then like cut off like cargo shorts.
Cut off cargo shorts? What?
Yeah, like the cargo shorts that go to your knee or a little bit past your knee.
It's
cargo shorts.
You made a comic strip about this.
But like, what I'm saying is that you have the. The guy has that look, and then the girl's college look is like put her hair up in a sloppy ponytail or bun with like parts of it hanging out, parts of it not.
And add 15 to 20 pounds.
Add 15 pounds for like a freshman 15.
Wait, do you like it when they wear like their jogging pants or their
yeah, then they
their
wear,
pajama pants with
or,
their flip-flops?
Or they wear Victoria's Secret, what's it called? The...
Juicy?
Yeah, or like
the pink. It says
no, but
pink.
There's sweatpants. They wear Victoria's Secret sweatpants that says pink on the butt or juicy on the butt. I mean, that's like the or like, and also colleges started selling those. So it would say like VCU on the butt
or whatever.
Or whatever's college, whatever you choose. But yeah,
I should just say ass. Why can't I just say ass?
Ass on the butt.
Why can't I just say the most obvious choice instead of juicy or pink? Because a butt is not pink. If they're to put pink on the front,
but
I would understand.
But they're just advertising their line.
Why don't they put pink on the
Victoria's
front?
I think Victoria's Secret basically owns the word pink right now.
Why don't they just put the word pussy on the front and ass on the back? And then like having like these those like Sports Authority shirts or whatever, it says boobs on the front. The shirts that I like the most that like have the that have like the best what's it called, like, you know, what they're supporting some sort of cause, mm-hmm. is the one that says save the Taz on the front.
Save the Tatas?
Yeah. But some just say one, but Save the Tatas, I'm all for that.
I've seen license plates. Not license plates.
Complete
what are those,
sense. License plates.
No, what are that? The... No, the... The stickers, bumper stickers that says Save the Tatas.
But bumper stickers are gay.
When I was younger.
Save the Tatas.
When I was like in elementary school, I used to think that cars that had the bumper stickers all over them were cool. I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to have a car with bumper stickers all over it. But now I think it looks kind of silly and infantile.
It does, because it's just like are you trying to make your car look like one of those cars in NASCAR when it has all the sponsors on it? It's not like you're sponsored by like Dare.
I mean,
Dare.
It's fine if you have like...
It's not like you're sponsored by Thomas Jefferson as your kid or something like that.
It's fine if you have like one, if you really support something. But cars that have like multiple ones all over it, I'm kind of like, oh.
I want to see someone put like the bumper stickers on, not on the bumper, but like on the front. That'd be even better.
Front stickers?
Yeah, just having front stickers.
But then they'd have any to be sticker, backwards. So
any stickers on
somebody
the,
can look at it from, you know, their rear view.
It's my own opinion, but I think any stickers on the car looks retarded. I don't even like having the what's it called? Like the
registration?
Yeah, I don't even like have, like I remember when
well,
I first.
Well, you need that.
But I remember when I first.
Unless you want to get arrested.
Yeah, but when I first got my car, like it was all like brand new, didn't have like the stickers on it. But then when they finally put the stickers on it, I was like, oh, this is crap, man. I wish it looks all like retarded now. With the oh look, now everyone has these stickers. I was like, why?
It's just part of life.
It's just like dumb. But I hate it whenever the guy that does the what's it called the inspection. Like he doesn't properly take off the smudge or whatever the remnants of the sticker from before.
Maybe so it still has like the imprint. Maybe you can just ask if you do it yourself.
I mean, it'd be nice, but I hate it when they just leave like the crappy like the sticker crap that
you
was left
the
over.
The solution to that?
What's that?
Murder.
It is the solution. It's the most proper solution. I can see like the president right now. He's like, he's surrounded by his his committee board or whatever. He's like, what is the solution to this, this predicament that we have? And then like his right hand man is like, you know, we could just murder them. Ah, that's a very wise choice. we'll keep that option. So that's that's always really annoying. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, uglies. God.
So is
ban these
so
uglies,
which do you,
man.
If you were to rank the three Crocs, flip flops, and Uggs, how would you rank?
I'd rank all of them equally stupid.
But like, if you had to, I'm assuming that uglies are your worst.
I'd say they're all my worst. There's no.
I
see,
honestly
I
think
I don't like ranking. I just like yes and no at these.
But
days.
You know what? I think
yes
that they're
no.
All terrible.
We should just have a yes or no committee from now on.
They're all terrible. Let's put it that way. But if I had to pick,
well, flip flops are good for the occasion. But
like I said, on the beach or a poolside.
Yeah, but both the other ones are ugly. But like
the
I guess,
Crocs, I think are really stupid looking. Like you just look at that. It looks like a clown.
It doesn't.
You might as well just wear clown shoes.
But it doesn't. When I first saw it, I thought, is this some sort of like old sponge that has holes in it that people are like wearing? That's what I looked at. I was like, is the reason why they like them because you can go in the water and they absorb. They absorb the water, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's true.
I used to have a pair of water shoes that you could wear in the water.
You used to have a pair of water shoes.
Yeah, they like. They're basically, we're just, I don't know how to really describe them, but they look like, they're rubber bottom part, and then all around the foot they were covered, but then it was like a mesh type.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Those are specifically made for when you're going into the water.
Yeah.
And has like, it's like shoes for the water.
Yeah, so like,
yeah,
I,
but
and
you
I
don't
also
wear those, you don't wear those to, you didn't wear that
wear
to
them,
like your sixth
only,
grade class
no,
or something.
No, I never wore that to school or even like walking around. I just wore it to the pool only. And the reason why I did get those when I was younger was because I would go to the pool so often that the bottom of my feet, when I would like lift off from the bottom of the pool, would get all like scratched up from the cement.
Yeah.
Or the concrete or whatever that was. And so like I was like, oh, I'm going to start wearing these water shoes.
See, that's another reasoning I bring up. All these, see, if all these teeny bopper girl, Twilight girls are
Twilight girl.
are wearing these uglies and then. But the thing, what you brought up, the fact of like, oh, look, I can go in the water and it won't mess up my feet. But I have these girls, whenever you go to the mall, and they're walking around in groups, like they're, you know, they all look like, they all look like they're about to go to the moon because they're wearing space shoe moon, like shoes or something like that. But it's like, it's not like there's snow inside the store. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's one of those things where logistically it's like, okay, sure, I guess they match with your jeans. I guess. But even I even despise it more when I see them, when see people in groups wearing it, because they're all like the same color and they all match. They all went to the same Forever 21 bullshit.
Most people probably wear like the brown ones.
Yeah, the browns.
The brown uglies.
Yeah, the brown uglies. I hate those shoes.
If I had a choice,
are those shoes?
Actually, I think they could be. So I think the uglies are better than the.
The Borgs.
No, what are those other ones with the holes in it?
Oh, we'll just call those the Borgs. The Borg. The sponges.
Yeah.
The SpongeBobs. Those are the SpongeBobs. We call that the SpongeBobs.
Oh man, I think Uggs are like a little bit more nicer to look at than the SpongeBobs. But
the uglies and the SpongeBobs.
But the thing that turns me off about the Uggs is that so many people wear them.
Yeah. It's not like everyone's wearing like Air Jordans. It's everyone's wearing these uglies.
And I don't even think that the cheap ones are made that well.
I've never even put them on. The one thing is, I don't see guys wearing it, so it's just a female thing.
Yeah, it's just a female thing.
So what's up with you females?
I think it's weird when
what's
guys...
What's up, females?
I think it's especially weird when guys wear
what's
Crocs.
Up? What's up, goat?
The best people that can wear Crocs
You missed when the Mark Wahlberg talks to Christmas animals.
I did. I still have to watch that on Hulu. You know, the best... like demographic I think that can wear Crocs.
What's up snowman?
The best demographics I think that can wear Crocs are probably children.
What's up snowman? You're not even an animal. What are you doing here? I'm Mark Wahlberg. I'm a Entourage.
Did he get mad at that too? Didn't he get mad at that original one?
I don't know. Oh, at the original one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was more like a work so he can promote his new show or
whatever
the movie was coming out. Was it The Happening? I don't know. It couldn't have been The Happening. That was a long time ago. The Happening came out before.
I still
have
never even seen The Happening.
Yeah, everyone sees it.
I don't really have a desire to see it anymore for some reason.
I'll see it when it's on like Encore, or if it's like for $3. It might be on for $3. 2010.
Do you think it's acceptable when kids wear Crocs? That's the one thing that I don't really necessarily mind.
What? If kids wearing Crocs?
If kids are just like playing around on the sprinkler in the grass and they're wearing Crocs, that's the only vision I can see of Crocs that where they look decent.
Yeah, but I'm going to assume when a person's like a... what a person. When kids aren't really choosing what they wear.
Yeah, probably the parents are like, yeah, these shoes cost like $5.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to buy this. It has Spider-Man on it. Go ahead and get it or something like that. I always thought that the thinking that goes in the mind when people buy presents or buy things for kids are like, oh, look, it's Spider-Man. He likes Spider-Man. Or like, you know, like, oh, Miley Cyrus. They like Miley Cyrus. I'm going to buy this. They just buy anything that has that person's
face on it. Well, the merchandising
for
kids is so crazy because it is basically like your choice of Spider-Man, Cars, Miley Cyrus, or Dora the Explorer.
And then there might be
a few more choices, but that's pretty much it. And then like
I think it's probably quite amazing. Like you name those choices, and I almost guarantee you once they go to school, those choices that they make there or that have been made for them metaphorically are probably become equivalent to them having like being part of a political party. It's like, oh, you don't like Dora the Explorer? Yeah, I'm SpongeBob.
You can't sit at our table.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's what
this is only for Dora fans.
Do you think that's what happens? Like they get judged. Yeah, of course. Kids judge people by their clothing all the time. That's why everyone's stuck wearing these fucking uglies. They're like,
that's
oh, you
so
know,
bad.
You're not wearing these uglies. You're a motherfucker. Or that way, guys don't wear it. So that's a guy that's like, oh my god. And it's like girls, like the high school click team.
Yeah,
you're on the click team.
You're not a member of the plastics if you don't look like this. But then
they have, can you imagine that? Like, man, I haven't been in high school in a long time. I'm not going to pretend that I'm down with the Klan. But, you know, I can just imagine, like, being at a high school and just everyone's dressed like that. I wonder how it would feel now. But I wonder how it would be, like, now in a different position in life when I look at it. I'm just like, wow, they all look the same. They all wear the same blue jeans without the pockets and without the butt pockets. And they're all, like, they all have STDs.
They all have,
what's
like,
up America, welcome
have,
back
like,
to 2010
Twilight posters in their locker.
Yeah,
I bet I can like totally picture how high school looks right
you know,
now.
There's gonna be a Twilight backlash and we're like, oh my god, you like Twilight, you motherfucker. I doubt motherfucker is a big word in high school. They probably have
probably
some cooler
not.
Cooler words than
they probably just say the S word.
They're like, oh shit.
I'm late for class. You know what I think is funny about school is like when you were in middle school or like early high school, everyone always had huge ass backpacks.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't have a huge ass backpack.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't have a backpack.
You didn't have a backpack, but you had like one of those sling bags.
Yeah, because that's what was happening back in the day.
But it was big. It was big.
No,
yes,
I still have.
It was.
I have mine. It's not purple. I have mine. It was not big. No, sir.
I disagree with that.
I disagree with that.
I remember you would always come over and it would be like this huge backpack, sling backpack.
It wasn't a backpack then.
It was a sling bag.
That was cool, man.
You would have a lot of stuff in there and I'm always like, what are you carrying?
Now everyone
in turtle? Is that one of those turtles from Mario Kart?
It's like, I got a turtle back here in my bag.
Is that it had a red shell like the Mario Kart
like
one?
Like it throw fireballs at that.
I'm like, dang. No, seriously, because then when you, by the time you get to be senior, you don't, I thought, it, like, there's some seniors that were, like, too cool for a backpack. They, like, put their backpack in their locker the whole time, and then they would just carry around one book and, like, a notebook. And
yeah, but why would you need a backpack anyway?
I don't know, because I remember, like, early high school and middle school, like, everyone had giant backpacks, no matter who you were, even if you were cool.
Yeah, because, like, they're trying to pre-plan their day. They're like, all right, I'm going to go to, so I don't have to stop by my locker and get picked on by someone. I'm going to take my civics book and take my math book and maybe get my lunch, you know,
like just carry everything.
If this was the inner city, I'll hold my Glock in there, you know?
Oh man. That was from the turtle. It's a firebomb. But like, I just think that, I don't know. I can picture high school now. Like, all the uglies. All the girls trying to look like Bella.
No girl can look like Kristen Stewart.
And then you have the guys with the hair that's, like, combed over their face. Like a comb-over.
Oh, like the indie rock. Oh, I hate that look.
I don't hate it. High school musical kid.
Oh, the...
You know his name?
Aaron Carter? No, not Aaron Carter. He's a loser.
Well, he has that same type of hair, too.
No, he's just a loser. Aaron Carter, I dislike you.
What about that other guy?
Call in.
So, what do you think of that?
Zac Efron?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron?
Yeah, what do you think of Zac
Efron? I thought it was Zac Efron.
Efron.
What do I think about him?
I think he's a pretty hard worker, man.
I think he's a pretty hard worker.
But he started that whole hair thing, and now...
No, he didn't start that
Yeah, and now
that
it's like
thing.
That Twilight guy.
They have total different haircuts.
No, but it's still like a sloppy look that's like, hey, I just woke up this morning, my hair looks awesome.
No, but if you can bring it back, how would you describe this haircut, this hairstyle you're describing?
Well, there's two different ones that are hot right now.
They're hot.
Teenage boys. One of them is when it's basically, I call it the comb over. Basically, when you comb your hair forward.
Is this the same?
It's mostly straight.
Is this the same haircut that my cousin Eli has?
Kind of.
It's sort of like it's almost like a manga haircut for whites.
Yes.
When it's all like in the face but to the side.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of messy in the back.
Kind of.
I bet when they're like 30 or something like that, they're going to look back at that. Unless they still have it.
Well, they might, because they might be like losing their hair and then they're like, damn, I still got to do this comb over thing.
Is that what that is? Just a comb over thing?
Yeah, because you're combing your hair forward.
And then it just sort of looks, and then they make it layered in the front.
It looks strange.
Like, I remember...
I mean, it looks like, whatever, it has, like, that cool look, because it's kind of in right now,
but
it's not...
What do you mean, cool look?
I don't think it looks cool. I think it looks stupid, but it's... I can tell that it's, like, trend.
I can tell that it's retarded. Nothing against retarded people, and this is a totally different thing, but I'm saying, like, yeah, like, it's sort of... I don't know how to describe it, but I'll say it's like a waterfall. It's the waterfall haircut, because when you look at a waterfall,
dripping.
It still has, like, you can still see the layers of it going down.
Oh,
and then the end of the waterfall is, like, in their face.
So what is this
And they all look like they're... And, like, they all walk around like their eyes are like, you know, they just woke up. And
they're, or they're like, oh, I'm looking into the sun.
What's up, man? Hey, yeah, life is hard. You know, I gotta go to class. Shit. Shit.
I don't really like the modern males, to be honest with you. Because it's like, they just seem very lazy.
The modern males?
Yeah, like, not all of them. I'm not going to say that all the men are bad. But just, and I don't really like the modern female either, so it's that equivalent. But
yeah, there's people that you're not talking about. Just the ones that everyone knows who we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's everyone, but, you know.
But we're talking about you, if you know who you are.
Yeah, if you're a lazy male who's all like, hey, I just woke up.
I just woke up, I'm tired.
No, but like...
Some people are like, hey, I work all night. What the hell?
Well, but they have that...
And I tune into our show, so...
But I think you all get what I'm saying. And then the females... The females are actually more aggressive, I think, these days.
I wonder what happened if I split us to different sides.
What would happen? Oh, wow.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm over here.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, come back over here.
Hey, all right, let's switch.
Whoa. Are we together again? Oh, no. Hey, I went to the other side.
So what's
I'm on the dark side. What's up, Darth Vader? This sounds weird in my ear.
Should we come back together again?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We'll run.
Whoa. Oh, we missed.
What?
All right, here we go.
Hi, Joe.
Hey. So,
But you know, like, the females, I think, are a lot more aggressive these days.
They're looking for that alpha female, huh?
Well, they're like out to like get blood, you know.
Always like that.
No, but women, I think it's like more intense now.
Women want to just
look at the typical high school guy versus the typical high school girl.
Tell me what the typical. I'm not really down with the what the.
I don't know. The guys to me just like, the guys to me just look like they're too preoccupied with being cool, like just like the overall like. Comb over hair or something like that. Like they're
what
too,
do you call this the comb over hair? Or is it like the what is it? Hold on.
Bless you.
Bless you. I remember while we were working on...
Don't spread disease over the mic.
When Brian and I were working, over at the set of our feature film at our location, I asked him, say, hey, Brian, so what'd you get your sister for Christmas? And
did he get her a poster of Rob Patterson?
No, he didn't, but he says, like, oh, I got everyone gift cards. I was like, cool, that's a, you know, there you go. You don't have to think too hard about it. But I said, like, so what type of gift card did you get your sister? He got him a Hot Topic gift card. And I asked him a question. I was like, remember when Hot Topic was scary to go into? And he was like, nah, man. I was like, I solely remember a time, maybe 2000 to 2001.
When
you look at Hot Topic and they had the people, like, you know, the
pierced people.
Yeah. And I would imagine like a normal person, like an average, like Susan or whatever, would be like, oh, I'm not going in there. Those people have color in their hair and there's chains and stuff like that. And now everyone shops there. Times are changing. Fuck the world.
But basically,
everyone's gonna have that comb over. Everyone wants that studded belt. That's just how it is. Maybe we're behind, but maybe we're just too cool for that. Maybe we're above that.
But do you think that women these days are like that? All the girls are all like using their daddy's credit card and buying like
or the mommies.
Yeah, or their mommies and buying like $200 worth of clothes.
Because now moms are trying to, you know, they have clothing now that makes them look like their 30s.
I even see like. Girls getting manicures that are like age 15 getting spa treatments and stuff like that.
But is that bad?
I don't mind it if it's like,
what if they have a skin condition? What if they have a nail condition and they need to,
why can't they just do the nails themselves? It's not like they
have
to...
they have like girls nights out where they like they all like just, you know, take off their shoes and do their nails.
Yeah, I don't mind if it's like a sleepover and your friends do your nails for you and stuff like that.
That always made me laugh. You can go, we can work and do our nails together.
But you know, like, I just...
It's better than guys going home and like, hey, let's wrestle.
I think that the girls... Well, we already know that girls mature more faster than guys.
How do we already know that?
Because
what
we learned
that
in sex ed.
And thus, that's why girls are all more trying to be superior than each other. You learned that in sex ed, that they mature earlier than guys.
Didn't they say it's like 5 to 7 years earlier? So basically, I don't know if it works when you're like 30, but basically if a girl's 30, then the guy's mentality, even if he is 30, is like a 25-year-old brain.
What, the guy?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what I read somewhere.
Because then you have girls that are all like, I wish I had looked younger. Oh, look, I feel so old. So maybe it's working against them.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the gift that's really all been reversed on them.
So if a guy is like age 20, it really means that he's age 15.
That makes sense.
If he's age 15, it really means he's age 10.
What is this? What you learned in health class back all over, back in the day? They're like, listen, it's like guy years and girl years.
Yeah, they pretty much summed it up like that. I mean, But okay, so if like both man and female is age 15, like the girl acts like she's 15, which in reality probably acts like she's trying to be 21.
They're both
idiots. And then the guy acts like he's 10. So it's like you have a 21-year-old wannabe and a 10-year-old.
He's like, oh my god, I want to see boobies. Boobies, boobies.
And then the girl's like, I'm basically acting like I'm 21.
I'm acting all slutty. World. Hello, world. My name is Joe.
But
this is what happens when
you think like the women are on track if you're age
on crack?
On track,
okay.
To like behave like they're trying to be a lot older and stuff like that by, you know, getting their manicure and getting their tan and stuff like that at a young age.
Well, first
and then
please.
they already suspect or expect certain things from a man. And then the guy's like 15 and he's like, "Oh, hi."
Is that why then they're always like, "I want to get the college guys." These are more mature.
But also, if you think about it, besides sex, what would a college guy be looking for from a high schooler?
What else do guys look for then, I guess, the average guy?
But to me, that always sounds kind of weird, too. Unless it's like 1 year apart and you're like a senior that was dating a junior and then he goes to college and they're still together. Like that, I don't really mind as much. But you always hear about these like girls that are like age 15 going out with a college guy.
Really? What?
Maybe not everyone, but I always hear some of them. Or like, you know, maybe you were like a 16 or 17 going out with a college guy.
I always felt that was like...
It's like on Loveline and stuff, people call in and say stuff like that.
And I bet there's guys out there who are in high school and they see that happening and they're like, man, that's cheating. How are we supposed to compete with that? He's a car. He's like, he's out of state. He's going to Iraq.
But you know what? Honestly, he probably has a college girlfriend, too.
Or he can't get a college girlfriend.
And he has to get a 16-year-old?
Maybe that's how it works. Maybe like the high school girl's like, oh my god, these guys are so immature in high school. I need a college guy. And a college guy's like, hi, now that I used to be that guy, now I can get that college girl the exact same age that I was supposed to get. That's how it all comes back around.
But really, it makes you wonder like what type of guy the college guy is that's going out with the high school girl. I don't think he would be that great of a catch.
Why wouldn't he, though? I remember I saw an episode of Dawson's Creek was exactly like that.
What was it?
I think there was one character, I think like had a boyfriend or something that was in college. It was exactly what I just described. I don't want to describe the episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to describe a Dawson's Creek episode.
Pacey.
It wasn't Pacey.
What's that other guy's name?
It was one of the girls. The girls was in high school. Michelle was not one of the names.
No, but what was her character's name?
Michelle Williams' character? Yeah. Now I totally forget because I've just been calling her Michelle Williams forever.
Oh.
Does she look like a duck? No.
But everyone said that she did when she was on Dawson.
Katie Holmes. I know her name was Joey.
Oh, yeah, Joey. I didn't watch that show, so I don't really know. But the only show I remember of that was the one where they were like stuck in Walmart.
When they were stuck in Walmart?
Yeah, or some store like Target or Walmart overnight.
That was a fucking awesome episode, man. That was like one of the legendary episodes of my life. I just like those types of episodes when people get stuck and like, and then that's where they, you know, it's like the Breakfast Club basically, except mm-hmm. like in a different place. My Name Is Earl did an episode like that too, but except they did that for
was that when the world was gonna
that was
end?
The Y2K one, not Y2J.
Y2K. Does anyone still call Chris Jericho Y2J?
Yeah.
See, I feel like he should somehow, like, weed that out.
No, but
slowly.
Well, I mean, no one really chants his name in general anyway.
Yeah, but I just feel like... I mean, I don't mind calling him Y2J, but it just feels a little bit
now it's more
old.
Just Jericho.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, promote it.
Okay, anymore. Good. But as long as he doesn't, like, mention it.
Because that's part of his old persona.
Yeah.
Now he's doing the new
I'm just checking
new
to make
persona.
Sure if he was still...
Chris Jericho was one of my heroes, man. He's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I like Jericho. I like him as a heel.
I remember I saw... there was that one episode of SmackDown where everyone on the hard camera side... had like probably like 50 people in the crowd had the Chris Jericho sucks sign. 50 people.
Were there any creative signs besides just saying Chris Jericho sucks? Were there any?
No, it was like the same sign that said Chris Jericho sucks.
So do you think that some guy handed them it when they were coming in?
Maybe, but that was...
Like, do you think WWE actually like planted that?
I don't know, but they had like the last... I mean, I think the last time they were in that area that they had Edge sucks signs, but there was... Four times more. It spanned the
four
whole...
times more for Jericho.
No, sport. Oh, for Edge. Edge. Yeah. So I guess more people hate Edge than Jericho.
So when's Edge planning on coming back?
I don't know. I'm not.
Sometime this year.
I wouldn't want him to rush. I don't want Jericho. No, I don't want Edge to rush his Achilles injury because that's not really like. And that's one thing that's tough about that. People are like, oh, you just broke your neck. You'll be back next week. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you can't really do that.
I don't specifically think people gave it.
Yeah, specifically when like the. When you're going to be taking a... You're taking damage on that neck, like, all the time. So it's not like... But, I mean, I hope that, you know, I hope that Edge comes back
and
in time for WrestleMania.
And also, there's a recovery period, too, because it's not like... You can just, like, hop out of bed and be like, here, I'm ready to take bumps and be wrestling.
You gotta have...
You gotta retrain your body.
Yeah, and you gotta do physical rehab, so...
Well, that, and also just make sure you're still working out, and, like, also with proper diet again, too. Like, everything back on track.
Well, if anything, they should be more in better shape since they don't, you know, they have time to rest and stuff like that. Because I remember when Matt Hardy came back from his leg injury and he came back and he was all like ripped. I was like, damn, what injury did you have, dude? The injury
like,
that would let you...
like, I came back and now I look better.
I'm all jacked. I'm all jacked and Lita cheated on me.
Maybe that was part of like, his inspiration to like look better.
That's it. I bet that's like every guy's inspiration to look better. It's like they get all ripped because like, oh, that girl fucked me over. I'm gonna now get ripped and make him jealous. But then I get the girl still looks the same.
But do you think the girls are like, oh, sorry about that?
Well, girls just have so much power like that. They're just like, all right, here are my titties. Ha ha! You can't touch them. that's their battle. Doesn't matter what size, shape, or not. The guy would just be like, titties, cookies.
So does a guy have the equivalent of doing that?
No. What are they gonna flash? Can't just flash the cock. Hey, check this out. Come on,
no,
man.
I'm not
put that
saying,
shit away.
I'm not saying a flash. I'm saying like, do they have any type of tease method like that? That's not necessarily in that way.
What
where you're
they,
flashing a body part?
What would a guy like, tease?
I don't know. Like,
check out my ankles.
No.
Check out my.
I'm not talking
look
about
at my traps.
I'm
my
not talking
biceps.
About with a body part. I'm talking about like in relationship, like a game or something. Like if they're like, oh hey, and then they like get a woman's attention, but then it like gets away.
What do you mean?
Like when a woman like your example of a woman.
My example of a woman
is like, oh look at my boobies, and then they like take them away and be like, no, you can never see them again. Like that was your example. But I'm not saying that men have to show themselves like that. But I'm saying, like, do they ever have a technique where it's like, oh, hey, look at me. And then, like, they get the girl's attention somehow. But then, like, later on, they're like, forget about you.
I don't know if they have, like, a physical aspect. Not that I'm, like...
It doesn't have to be physical. Just a method of, like, even thinking or something like
I guess
that. Or they, like, basically, like, if they reel, like, fishing, they'll reel in a lady's attention. And then, like, it's like... throw her away once she like, you know, reciprocates.
I guess the answer would be just to go to multiple women.
Probably, actually.
That'd be, and then the girl will get multiple women, and then STDs would spread.
Then everyone
so
gets
much
AIDS.
Revenge.
Everyone gets AIDS and dies.
That's like the ultimate revenge.
AIDS.
I got AIDS. Let's have sex. Revenge.
Well, why would you announce it before? That's terrible. I've heard of people like
that's
horrible. Purposely,
afterwards.
No, like purposely spreading their AIDS. Have you heard about that? Like, I shouldn't be laughing. It's not really laughing.
No one
matters,
should be laughing at that. That's horrible.
I know, but it's just like knowing that somebody who actually
that's
do
almost
that,
that's like germ that's, warfare. That's like basically if like some country was to like take like their most beautiful woman, inject them with the like AIDS virus, and then they're all gonna be like, how? Now we're gonna drop them in the middle of America. And they'll be like, that's how we're gonna fuck them over. We figured out the perfect plan.
That's the
plan.
Next Al Qaeda.
We'll figure out the perfect plan, Al Qaeda ho.
Al Qaeda ho. Oh, man.
But so it's like, instead of a bomb, it's a bombshell.
A bombshell girl.
Yeah, that's how
I don't know what type of girl would get brainwashed
that
though.
That is the ultimate germ warfare right there.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate germ warfare.
Do their women?
Don't take my idea.
Are there women over there look all hot like a bombshell woman? Can transform.
I mean, really, like in all, in you know, any girl with confidence can get any guy that they wanted.
Maybe those Al Qaeda women could look really hot if they like took off their burqa.
Are there Al Qaeda women?
Probably. They haven't you heard about female bombers and stuff?
Oh yeah, I remember just like Saeed's girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know if she was Al Qaeda though.
No, it's not Al Qaeda. that'll be a vicious game of just wrong.
Yeah.
And that's it. All started with one girl being mad, and one guy being mad. But that's how all the war started.
Maybe
all the war started with women, and then guy, and then reciprocate, and then end of the world.
Or they all started because of oil.
Or oil. But why do you need oil? So you can drive a car to show off to the girl, right? Fair they enough. Make they make oil can make anything. Yeah, oil. You know, you can use oil to fix your car. To make gasoline or whatever you want to do, and you use oil to make plastic, which makes bras, and steel to make bras. See, it works both ways. Oil
is
everything.
Is it in
right?
makeup?
It's in probably in makeup.
So that too.
So it's like if these guys and
or
girls
like
can't
implants.
Get it, breast implants, yeah.
Just pump it full of oil.
Just black oil. When it falls out, you're what the fuck is all this black shit? It's that new one. You know, it's that new one.
That's like another version of their bomb.
That's what happens if they smoke
like
a lot.
Nuke them out.
What if they smoke a lot and their silicone gets all black?
Ew, that's gross.
You gotta replace it every other year.
Gross.
Isn't that what they have? Isn't that what girls with implants have to do? They have the what's it called? They gotta just like an oil change. They gotta like re-put the implant.
If that's
like
true,
it gets
then
worn
that's
out.
Pretty gross.
Like, they're at the doctor's, and they're like, not the doctor's, but the surgeon, and they're like, you gotta come in, you know, like when you go to the dentist, and like, so when's your next checkup? Oh, you know, six years from now, you gotta get new implants, okay? So come
it's
back
basically
in.
Like a tire.
Yeah, it's like you change it, you
change
rotate,
the tire.
You gotta rotate the boobs.
Ew.
You gotta rotate the boobs every 600 miles. You gotta rotate.
So, like, to me, though... Personally, I don't think I need breast implants, but it just like...
I don't think you need breast implants.
But just like...
I don't think girls need breast implants. If a girl can work it enough, they don't need breast implants. Grace Kelly did not have breast implants, and she worked it, you know?
Yeah. But she was classy. Because she wasn't like a hoe.
It all depends on how a girl like can work it, how they use their recipe, you know, to you know... Make the
but
smell
I think
go
that,
everywhere.
I think that some girls that are more influenced by a male perspective thinks that breast implants are like essential to having a man.
I mean, we were watching that.
And it's all because of porn too, especially like a lot of men that watch porn nowadays. Like most of those women are basically like balloon chested women.
But not a lot of them.
Yeah,
no,
a lot
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them. I'm sorry about that. No, but like, you know, it's I guess it's but
so then the women get brainwashed
but really,
and think that that's how they have to look.
But it's almost like comparing two different styles. It's like, oh, there's the silicone girl and there's the natural one. And usually the natural one looks the best because it looks softer, you know, and more huggable. So that's always the vote for against silicone and.
So you saying that most men prefer the actual natural?
I don't know what the hell most men prefer. Most men prefer to watch football and shit. So I'm not part of that.
But like, I don't know. I just can't even imagine like going to a consultation and then they're like, okay, this is how your breast implant is
like
going to happen.
Just like a nip tuck.
Yeah, and then like they draw on you and stuff, and they're like, oh, well, we need to fix this.
It's like, oh, you have a problem area right here.
And then also
they make it
like,
always like a big problem.
Most of it, honestly, is like, it's like, well, why don't you just work out once or twice a week?
Like, they're like, oh, but then my boobs will go. But I'm saying like, because look at Pink. Pink looks good without big boobs. Let's list girls that look good without big boobs. Just so we can say
Gwen Stefani, but
yeah.
I don't know if she did get a breast implant or not.
I mean,
she was
pregnant.
But don't you think her boobs all of a sudden looked bigger? I haven't seen her recently, but there was a moment where, like, okay, she really did have smaller boobies. And then, like, I saw her 5 years ago, and all of a sudden her boobies looked bigger, and I don't know. That could be because of, like, her, maybe she was breastfeeding or something. I don't know for sure.
So when you breastfeed, the boobs get bigger?
Yeah, because it's filled with milk.
I mean, it's like don't get implants, just get pregnant. It's like, just skip it.
But then their whole body changes after that, from what I've heard.
What I'm saying is that, like, implants aren't, like, totally crucial. If you can work the attitude,
I think
if you can
work
a good walk, because some girls don't even know how to walk in heels. They just walk all slutty, but they don't know how to walk in heels.
But I think a lot of those women that
get surgery...
A
lot of girls don't even have proper posture, too, you know?
But I think a lot of those women that get surgery, I think a lot of them don't even really have, like, that proper... self-respect.
Yeah, and they're just like
they feel like they're like, this is how a man wants me to look.
Just like in The Office when Jan got implants.
Yeah,
she's like, I needed this.
And she already looked good before that.
Yeah.
Her attitude was kind of bitchy, but
that's her character.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, her look, she doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, you didn't really need those boobs. But then she was all showing it off afterwards.
Yeah, so there you go. 2010. First episode, we talked about boobs. Just for you. It doesn't matter if you have big or small, perky or flat.
Just work it.
Make them great. If you believe, we will believe in your boobs. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Have a good 2010. Tune in next week. Tune in next Tuesday.
And sign up on iTunes.
Sign up on iTunes. AstraightProductions.com. Curls-studio.com. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night. What kind of human wreck is that you love?